Well, I've got to say that is my favourite track by The Stranglers. It's the one that actually I can sing along to. Even I can manage to get that one almost right, and I don't sing. But it's Skin Deep by The Stranglers. There's a 50th anniversary tour underway. Can you believe that? Suddenly I feel very old. They're coming to the Cambridge Corn Exchange in March next year, and Baz Warne from The Stranglers joins me on the line. Baz, a very good afternoon to you.
Afternoon to you too, Neil. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I always worry when I go, that's my favourite song by a band, because they can turn and go, yeah, do you know what? It's the one we hate playing. But where does Skin Deep stand for you?
Oh, Skin Deep, it's the one we still do from time to time. It's one of JJ's songs. And even though I think Hugh Cornwell sang it, JJ actually wrote that tune. So we do it quite often. Yeah, it's a good one to do. Very, very nice, easy Aussie pop song, and everybody can sing along to it. So yeah,
even me. Bless you. You've been with the band 20 years. The band's been going for 50 years, and I really am struggling to get that round my head. Are you still the new boy? Do they still make you load the van?
Well, in actual fact, I've been in the... It's easy to gauge how long I've been in the band, because I joined in 2000, so I've been in the band for 23 years, I'll have you know.
There.
24 years next year. No, I've never loaded the van. I have carried a guitar or two through customs on occasion, but no, thankfully... I used to do the North East Worker Men's Club circuit in various bands when I was a kid, and I did my fair share of... barking my shins on Marshall 4B12s and speakers, thank you very much. So I don't do that anymore. No, I sit back and watch everybody else do it. It's brilliant.
Fair enough. I mean, the Stranglers are unique, aren't they? In that you're born out of punk. We all remember Peaches, and I was particularly loved when one of our station directors played the non-radio edit live on air, because he had the vinyl version, and he said, "Oh yes, so we're going to 1977." He span up the vinyl. I sent him a text. I was driving. I went, "This is the radio edit, isn't it?" And then I went, oh, apparently not. So, I mean, but you were right there in amongst it all with that punk rock tearing everything up. You guys, the Sex Pistols and everybody else, while they've all sort of washed off to one side, you guys are still here, still drawing the crowds. And you know, your new music is doing as well as the original stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we like to... I think the last album that we did, Dark Matters, was probably, I mean, I think JJ Burnell told me it's probably his favourite. You know, I mean, all right, the old stuff is, it's, that's sort of sunk into British rock music folklore, that stuff. I mean, it'll, you know, I mean, you grow up listening to that stuff. I certainly did. I know did. You probably did.
Yeah.
So you know, that sort of stuff is beyond, it's beyond sort of reproach and compare, the old stuff. So we like this, we like to create, yeah, we like to try and keep it fresh. I think from my point of view anyway, I think the reason why The Stranglers have lasted so long is purely and simply the quality of the material, you know. I mean, I know that every band goes through dips, peaks and troughs. And some people would argue that certain periods of the band's history were stronger than others. And I would agree with that, because you can't release records for 50 years and make everyone a killer, you know. But we've got much more of a filtering process. And it's JJ and myself that tend to write all of the material. Although on the last album, there was something by the drummer as well. So... it's very much a collective. We have a very strict editing procedure whereby things will get thrown away, and I think, you know, or there's other stuff that's been languishing in the cupboard for 10 years. All of a sudden, you pick it up, dust it off, and you go, "Oh, hang on a minute, why didn't we use that? But this is really cool." So you never throw anything away, Neil, ever. I mean, that's the maxim that we try to adopt. And I think that's why we're still here, frankly.
I think you're right. And I mean, when you say about, oh, you know, you have peaks and troughs, hang on a minute, 25 top 40 singles and 18 top 40 albums. You don't have 18 top 40 albums all in the space of a fortnight, do you? So, you know, you've held your own, really, well, over those years.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dark Matters went top three. And it was the first Stranglers album to do that for 38 years. I know there was emotion and sentiment attached to it because we'd lost Dave, and Dave was on that record but actually wasn't physically around anymore. So I'm sure there was a bit of that. But I mean, I've been involved in a lot of music with this band now, and frankly, when you're making a record, you get so sick and tired of hearing it because you're hearing it day in, day out for months, you know. I still listen to Dark Matters. I've got a CD in the car. I've got the vinyl here, and I still listen to it because it still gives me a thrill. I still think it's a fantastic record. And I know you're going to ask me the next question, are you going to make any more? And my answer to that would be very probably.
Oh,
very
come probably. On. You've got no reason to stop, have you? You all seem like you're still enjoying
it. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The process takes longer these days. We don't all live in the same house like they used to back in the old days. I mean, JJ lives in the south of France. I live in Yorkshire. Toby's in Berkshire. And Jim, the drummer, lives in the Black Country. So getting together isn't always the easiest thing to do. But of course, technology's moved on massively now, so we can really, get into it. We don't have to be in the same room together, no, but so there's no excuses.
But it's quite nice, isn't it? Because so often we hear about bands who, when they do spend too much time together, don't get on. At least with a Zoom call, you can just hang up and go, oh, sorry, the connection's gone a bit flaky. Oh, I'll speak to you tomorrow. And that's it. You can go and have some peace and quiet.
Well, you know what? We're very fortunate that we still do get on. And I think that's probably born from the fact that when we're not working, we just go our separate ways and get into domesticity and do the garden and do the shopping and take the rubbish out and the milk bottles and all the usual stuff.
Don't say things like this. This is the Stranglers we're talking about. They don't do that.
Well, I mean, we still go to the loo like everybody else, you know what I mean? So I like to get. I know JJ does as well. We like to get into a bit of home life and see the missus and everything. After 2 or 3 weeks, maybe it's a month tops, it's like itchy feet and itchy fingers, and it's like, right, what's the next thing?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And as long as we've got that enthusiasm and kind of 21-year-old mental attitude, you know, we all feel just that we're young lads when we get on the stage. I know we don't look like it anymore. But you know, we've still got energy to spare and something to say, so why the hell not, you know?
And that's the thing I like about the PR that I've had through about this 50th anniversary tour is you're doing two sets. So you're doing the ones that those of us of a certain generation know, but you're bringing that new music in, and that's great because this isn't going to be a mum and dad's gig, is it? This is a bring the whole family, because the youngsters are going to like this too.
Yeah, I mean, we traditionally we pick the songs very carefully, and we have a pot. And there, of course, there are songs that you must play that you can't get away with not playing. But we like to mix and match and toss. I mean, we've got 50 years and 18 albums to choose from. I can tell you that there will be two sets. Yes, you're correct with that. The first one, we're going to get a bit more introspective and do some of the stuff, and in fact probably a tune or two that's never been played live before. I'm not going to give too much away, but it's going to be interesting. And as the autumn draws to a close and we get into winter, that's when we'll start really rehearsing hard and putting it together. It takes months to do it properly.
Imagine.
And it has to be right. I mean, you know, all the gigs that we've done, the Albert Hall sold out in about 4 days. I've been told. Cambridge Corn Exchange is always a rocking, banging gig as well. So we're looking forward to it. I mean, we didn't think we'd get a chance to do it again, or at least we weren't thinking about that. But here we are. It's nearly a year away, but by the time it comes, we're hoping that the anticipation is going to be hot, you know.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I don't often get when I do mention that I always say that my people are talking to your people, and hopefully we're going to get them on the show type thing. But it's definitely not often that the audience go, oh. But I had an email from Bruce, and a very good afternoon to you, Bruce, if you're listening. I just want to run this one by you, if I may, Baz, and just see what your take on it is. It says, Neil, he said, I bought a very early Mini Moog from a guy near Brighton in the mid-90s. His house, or more like a mansion, was lovely. An Audi Quattro in the drive, a mint Lamborghini Countach in the garage. His recording studio was next level with dozens of photos of him and countless stars he'd played for. When he showed me the Moog, he said, you may know it because it played this, and he belted out about Peaches and Waltz in Black. He said, I just wondered if that might have been the late Dave Greenfield or somebody else they may have known. Any chance of asking? He said, by the way, I've still got the Mini Moog. So can you just, you know, tend to have a load of Lamborghini Countaches in your drive, in the garages, you lot?
No, I can safely say, even though I wasn't in the band in those days, Dave Greenfield was my wacky older uncle, and I spent an awful lot of time at his house that he'd lived in for decades. So, no, it wasn't Dave Greenfield. Whoever it was blowing smoke up your behind, Bruce, I'm afraid. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about it. I can almost unqualifyingly say it wasn't Dave.
Bro, okay, well, that's laid that one to rest. Bruce, somebody out there, though, with photos with loads of famous people, it was somebody you met.
Well, maybe you should have taken a picture of some of the photos and then we could have had definitive things. But
there you go. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Always thinking ahead.
You are. Baz, it's been a joy to meet you. I'm really looking forward to this gig. For everybody else who's going, where can I get tickets? It's Wednesday the 20th of March next year. I know it's a little way ahead. At the Stranglers 50th anniversary tour at the Corn Exchange. Tickets available through cambridgelive.org.uk. Okay. It's going to be great. I can't wait for you to get here, and I can't wait to hear Peaches live. And I'm going to bring along our very own Greg Butler and go, and this, remember, is not the radio edit, Greg. So be great to meet you, Baz. We'll see you when you get to Cambridge.
Nice to talk to you, Neil. You take care of yourself.